Blog Talk Radio.
The cards are relying on me. Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
All right, I got the other phone line is open too. 773 is on also.
Is Sean known?
Yeah,
I can't hear
phone
you.
Line. Yeah, the phone line is open.
Oh, well, peace and love, everyone. Oh. Good day, good afternoon, and let's do this thing.
Right.
Yeah, well, Brother Drew, Sonia called me last week, and she was rapping about education and stuff. And she said, well, you ought to do a show on education. So the history of education, when I, took me a herbal bath, and you know how Reverend Whoop-Ass studied, he studied in a chronological order. And when we study the education that's going on right now, and we're looking at it deep, Brother Drew, we're going to look at this shit deep, because where we going to start the education of the United States of America, that education is started, Brother Drew, in the 10th chapter of Genesis in the Bible. Now, see, when you start the education this goddamn deep, then that's mean we starting at the beginning. Where did our education system come from? From the beginning. From the very beginning, Shonda. We're gonna do this from the very beginning. I'm gonna let you come on in when we get up to 1910, 'cause I got it consolidated, the history. We're gonna do it in a chronological order of how the education system and where we're gonna start. As we speak right now, we go to the 10th chapter of Genesis, we'll see that the children of Japheth, this is who we're going to be talking about, the children of Japheth, and the education system is going to be that of the northern hemisphere, not the southern, not the eastern, not the western, but the northern hemisphere. And the tribes of Japheth's children was, the oldest son was named Gomer. Then there was Magog, Mandred, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tirah. Now, in today's society, who in the fuck are we? They got a tribe of people, Grandpa used to say, they called the Fugawi. And that was Natchitoches and Natchitoches. Grandpa say they call them, they nicknamed them Fugawi, because when they went to Natchitoches, they came on up on a big hill and they were saying, Fugawi, where the fuck are we? But they didn't know where they were. So we're going to be the Fugawi Indians today. And great-grandpa would say, we're going to say, who the fuck are we? Is Magog and Gomer in today's society? So when we go to the third chapter of Genesis 10:3, we'll see that Gomer's first son was named Ashkenazer. Now, who in the fuck are Ashkenazer in this language and today's society? He is known as J-E-W, Jew. That's who Ashkenazer is. Come from the northern hemisphere. This is the history of the northern hemisphere and their education. Ashkenazer, this person here, Jew, controls the world as we speak. As we speak, he controls the world. He is the chosen people of God with all the other nations agree. Their religion agree that the Jew is the chosen people of God. They agree that what the Jews say is the education of the Jews, their religion and moral standards in Jewish education is the highest form of education in these children's tribe of people. They number one. That's they say about Ashkenazer the Jew. So the Jewish system is the highest system, the way they teach in their synagogues, in their schools and synagogues, their belief in Yehudaism is the most progressive and the most highest education known to this tribe of people, which conquered every race of people as we speak. Magog is Great Britain and the United States. America changed their name from Magog May 1st, 1776. And that's a very interesting day when they changed their name. We're going to get to that history, but we got to first get to this. So to solidify every goddamn thing I'm saying is that common sense to tell us. We tracking history now. We researching this shit and taking a grand peek because we got enough history to see what the hell done happened in history. So the Jew, and if we notice something, every race of people, every nation of people have their own Jews. Whatever country he is, he's in, he's this Jew. He's the German Jew, the Russian Jew, the Scottish Jew, the American Jew. He's infiltrated everyone. Everybody's country has Ashkenazi in it. And every country as we speak right now, because they followed a book that is 527 years old called The Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion, they control the world. But they got one enemy, Magog, Great Britain and the America. The other nation of people that's of these tribes of people don't have no problem with Magog and Gog. They don't have no problem with every religious book tell you that Magog was the most evil. He was the devil. He was the Shaitan. He was everything that was called evil. His school of thoughts, and you could recognize him because he read from left to right. Ashkenazi don't read from left to right. Ashkenazi read from right to left. This is so you and I speaking in this language and in this education system that we was born in America, raised in America, and educated in America for America use, and America has used our goddamn, he did the Bill Withers on our goddamn ass. He done used us up. When we check this history out, then we'll understand a little bit plainer and see what kind of counterintelligence that we can come up with for our grandbabies. But most of us sitting here that talking this talk like me and you, we already did that counterintelligence. We already know that you had to home train your child. You had to take him out of the system of Magog, because that system was told to you with every religion that it was the most evil system in the world. And we up under that system. And so when we get to talking about what the fuck this system done to us, then we'll understand why our children, who used to not be homosexuals, that these children, the girls think they men, and the men, the young men think they women, due to a fact. You've been genocided. And they started this stuff through genocision on us. And the Jews, when they came over here, I'm reading out of great-great-grandpa's book, who was a Jew, called The History of the Education in the United States. They wrote a book on it when they started migrating over here in 1860. And why they don't send their children to Magog's school system, and why they needed their own colleges and their own school system. That's what they told the Sanhedrin through the synagogue, and that's what they established, that this Orthodox Jew, he doesn't send his children to any public schools in the United States or colleges. And he'll tell you that in when he infiltrated Magog, that in the 20s, he started sending their children, special children, to these colleges, just like China and all the other countries that did the United States, to learn what Magog's education was, to go back and prepare for the fall of Magog. which history tells us that a democratic and republican government only lasts 250 years. You're in your 241st year. Magog is fitting to fall. And if your ass is with him, your ass falling too. Your Bible tell you that. All your religious books tell you that. So when we go look at education, I'm going to fast forward. So we know that whose education is number one in this system that we up under, these brothers. These brothers done conquered the world. We're going to fast forward to 1776. May the 1st, 1776, was when the United States declared their independence. This is on your dollar bill, May the 1st, 1776, in Latin, not the 4th of July, but May the 1st, 1776. Also, when we look in history, May the 1st, 1776, the Illuminati was started by Weinstein. May the 1st, 1776, 72, 2 is 9. Bald head, wig wearing, Magogs, Anglo-Saxons, as they were called in, got together and wrote a Bill of Rights, a preamble, and a constitution of what they would put this country up under and call it America. And they wouldn't be no longer the Continental Congress, but the England. These 72 Scottish Rite Masons were previously crusaders that had got kicked out of England by the York Rite Masons, the Duncan Masons, to Scotland. Then they came here to America. And when they got here, you tracing their history, everything is Masonic. You trace their history all the way up to 1776. This is when the Illuminati began. And this is when everything, the education that we up on the system also began up on the Illuminati, which is the 35th degree in the Masonic order called Luciferians. And Lucifer means the enlightened one. It doesn't mean the devil. It means that these people was the enlightened one. The Great Seal of the United States of America tells the story in codes and symbols of the Luciferians' Masonic order. If you know the signs and symbols, if you are Luciferian, you would know. So now, when they declared this, the Duncan Masons was in the South. And when we studied the history of education during that time period, the South was more educated than the people in the North, these Scottish Rite Masons. They was more educated in the South because of Southern plantation. They were sending their children to private schools in England. And they had the Angelic Gospel Episcopal Church also in the South. That's where it was located, the Angelicals, who believed in a school system up under their teaching, Angelica teaching, which was taught to the Algonquin. The first Bible over here in the Indian tribe was wrote in Algonquin, Angelica teaching. These people here were more educated than the Duncan Masons. Well, the Duncan Masons lost the war. The war wasn't over slavery. The war was over the York Rite Masons, which is Duncan, England, trying to take back this land from the Scottish Rite Mason. They had kicked their ass out, but they overpowered them. So we see that the Illuminati and the Illuminati belief, puts you up under the three arrows, which is the three ruffins in the Masonic order, and they told you it was read, writing, and arithmetic, and you got it all confused talking about it. Oh, I know I was taught arithmetic, arithmetic, that's R-I-T-E, writmetic, that's up under the Scottish Rite order. Writing means pulling you from a dead level to a living person. Go look in the dictionary. I'm a Mason. I know what they was talking about. We tearing down the dollar bill. Now, when 1915, the Illuminati came in through Woodrow Wilson, and you see a lot of changes. This was also during the World War One with the Nazis. This is Gog. That's the Russians, the Germans. I mean, Tubal. That's the German. That's this German brother. Gog is Russia. They fighting with their brother. You see them fight, that's when mustard gas and all of this stuff came into existence, and all of this during World War One. Also during that time period, Shonda has some history there you want to share with us. I want to let you pick it right there at that time period and tell the names of the people that was off into that. So you got it, Baby Cake.
Okay. Thank you, Dwight, and thank you for the information. Before I move forward on that, I just want to make a few comments on some of the things that you've talked about so far. And one of them that I want to look at is, as you talked about the Jews and their educational system, that stands true today, that their children are separate from the education, and there are other groups like the Mormons and the Amish. These are groups of people who we see that they're flourishing on many levels, economically. They seem to be work collectively and peacefully among themselves. And the key thing, I think, with them is that they all run their own education. They're all responsible for their own education. And that's going to be key for us as so-called black people in this country, is that we're going to have to take our hands around our own education and go back to some of the basic fundamentals and put a system together that we can educate our grandchildren, and do that through what they're using right now. What we're using right now is through this technology, by teaching them lessons via radio, via webcam. So we have to start looking at some solutions toward all of these things that have been basically put upon us. The other thing that I wanted to say was that it's really interesting to me that here in most this society teaches you to read from left to right. And basically, I asked this question, is what is the psychological bearings on that to reverse the concept of how the mind should receive information? Because when you study the brain, then you start to see that the brain has to receive information in certain type of pretext, as you say, Dwight, and as we have been speaking about the last 2 years, chronological order. So if you break the dynamics of how you are receiving data into your brain, what is the psychological breakdown of that immediately, mid-range, and long-term? That's something that we have to start to look at as well, how we have been writing and how we have been receiving this information into our brain. So I just kind of wanted to just talk about that, because those were things that based on what you said, prompt me. Now, let me pick up on that 1910 during that World War I. This is a question that was found in the Carnegie Endowment notes. The question says, is there any way, is there any way known to man more effective than war to so alter the lives of an entire people? This is the question that they propose. I'm going to read it again because my reading was very choppy. Is there any way known, is there any way to know a more effective way other than war to alter the lives of an entire people? They asked this question and they made a conclusion. The conclusion was that war is the most effective way to alter the minds of the people. And then they said, but we need to have control of education. And so there then we have the Illuminatis, who were also a part of the Rockefellers, because this was an agreement that was made of the Rockefellers to begin to control the education of the people. And so what their goal was and is to this day is to make people think of something so ridiculous, like snow is black, like you're not female, you are male, and vice versa. So these are some of the things that have happened to us because of the agreement that has been put together by this government. And what they showed in this documentary, this is a documentary that I would like to, I either put it on the website. You all can go to my Facebook page, Shonda Parks, and I'm going to put this documentary up there. And the lady who has this information is, her name is Charlotte Thompson Iserby, and she was a part of the Reagan administration. And so she started to look at a lot of things that were going on. She had a lot of documentation, a lot of proof of the things that she experienced herself, not from anyone else. So it's a very, very good documentary. But in the effort of making people think that snow is black, they recruited teachers who were responsible for two things. Those teachers were responsible to point out the children that were advanced so they can move them in another direction for their own use, and to point out the troublemakers so they would know what to do. And they had a system. They have a system, of course, as we all know right now to this day, as to what to do with troublemakers, where they fall in. As troublemakers, what do we need to do? So this was the training of the teachers under this to be able to use all of the avenues to teach people through stimuli, because of the trainings that they had gone to. They treated them basically like rats because they studied the rats, which they still do study the rats. He's tested for everything. Everything you can think of, they have used it on the rat. But my point of bringing the rat forward is that they teach and study a behavior pattern based on what they are willing to give or what they are willing to take away. So in this system, what we've learned is that they took away a lot of things that made people have basic fundamentals of self-reliance, which was a part of the goals. The goals of the system that has been put in place was to make the children believe in them and not believe in the parents. So the question that is upon us and say, well, why are these children so hard-headed? Well, they are a product of who the parents were, which the parents were nothing but the rats, so to speak, in the training system. So you have to train the parents in order for the children to carry on. So we're looking at second generation of children that were a part of this system once it got into its full effect. And
we're looking at five generations into it. That's why we got a crisis. We're five generation in what you're talking. At that study we were about to, but right now we are five generations. It's five generations of different generations of people in the United States. So that makes us five generations. It only takes 12 years to start another generation. A girl at 12 years old can have a baby. That's another generation of people. So that's why it's a crisis. I wanted to clear that up while it was on my mind.
Thank you for saying that because we can feel the that's what prompted me to this, because what was happening was there was so many debates. I'm on Facebook is predominantly the social media that I'm on. And one of the things that kept going on is that the brothers were saying the sisters are not this and not that, and they can't do this, and the sisters are saying the same thing. So everybody's going back and forth. And so the question I asked was, why is that? And what is missing? Because basically each person is accusing the other person of being lacking in some basic fundamentals of life, meaning how to cook, how to clean, not necessarily for one another, because it should be done for both. Everybody should know how to cook. Everybody should know how to clean. That's not an exclusive thing that's for male or female. It's something that every being needs to know how to do. You need to know how to build. You need to know how to building is a part of work, how you why we're talking about economics and how these things broke down in the school system. And so that is what brought us to this today, because it's an argument, but it's an argument that is only can be solved if you dig into the depths of to fill out the questions. Because that
how
means
did it
that
get
something
there?
Is wrong. Yes, how did we get here? And that's where we are right now. So, Dwyer, if you could, can you talk about the economics, the home economics, where the school was in this period of time and what was being taught?
Let's go back. Let's go back to 1870. From 1863 to 1870, that's the number seven. That's 7 years. That means it's perfect. Everything is Masonic. Everything, we're going to be doing the numbering system, everything. So we'd be right on time with this shit. In 1870, after 7 years, they agreed that they would teach the emancipated slaves agriculture, home economics, P.E., cordial numbers, that's adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing, in music. Now, let's look at something. From 1870, they said that we were separated but equal, and then we integrated into them in 1970, which was 100 years. I find this very interesting. Now, this word agriculture was supposed to be taught to the black male that was in school. It was taught to me for 4 years. If you flunked on time to old Ed Williams, your ass was not graduating. This was in the South. This was in Crockett, Texas. Now, when I did this study, I called Sonya this morning. When I walked up on this shit, to show you how where your teaching first come from was all colored children, little girls, was to be taught home economics. That's interesting, because the word definition of economics is the branch of knowledge concerning with the production and consumption and the transferring of wealth on a condition and a region of a group of people and their prosperity. Ooh, shit, that's deep. The female.
Oh, Dwyer, excuse me, hold on. Hold up. Wait a minute. That's like so deep. That question, I mean, just this right here, now you can look at where's the economic problem. Because everybody, we're like, oh, yeah, we got an economic problem. Yeah, we have an economic problem, but we have a crisis because we are being bred through an educational system that will never give you the economic force that you need to change your economic paradigm in your life for your family. That's deep right there. Okay, go ahead.
They took this out of the school in 1970. That means that the people born after 1955, meaning the female, don't know a goddamn thing about this here. But every nigga that graduated from me and every girl graduated with me and my mama, shit, we had this. It was Ralph Bunch Negro College High School. You had this. And I find it very interesting. And from 1970 to now, it was 47 goddamn years of this here taken out of the school system. And when we go up in here and we look at this here, we know it was by design, because we're going to come out of a book. Right now, we're in a book called The Science of Eugenics, wrote in 1881 by Sir Walter Gault for the Scottish Rite Masons. Yeah, I done read that book over 1,000 times. I've been reading it since I was 9 years old. So what's in that goddamn book? I know what's in there. So the science of eugenics deals with 150 different sciences on how to genocide. And when we know that this came in with what Sonya was just telling you about it with Carnegie on genocide. Because, see, here's what they said. The Jew is such an alienated, and therefore when we want to institutionalize himself, he must be warded off. This is self-defense, which is what Magog is saying. It's saying that I do not, every Jew, inferior, but not as inferior as the Negro. And I do not underestimate the greatest enemy to us is the Jew and the Negro. Eugene, F-I-S-H-E-R. I'm coming out of this science eugenic book. He said that when they was meeting, he said that at the psychiatrist meeting. See, we got to deal with the psychiatrist, going to the knowledge of the psychiatrist, because, see, when we go into the knowledge of the psychiatrist, we know what the hell going on then. And I think that this, we ain't gonna have time to finish this. I already see that.
Look, no, we're not. But look, I gotta come back to something, because I'm coming back to this agriculture. Okay, if you look at these things, I just want to run down this list really, really quickly. Okay, so what happened with that? Well, the agricultural. So we no longer are farmers. Which means is that now we don't grow our own food. So we're at the mercy of someone else. In this case, Monsanto is a food chemical monster that is ruling the lands with their chemical. So now we're at the hands of bestiality when it comes to our food because we don't have that skill anymore. And also we walked away from the land. Okay, so home economics, bam, you just hit that in the head, and my head is going to be all up in the clouds today with that right there. PE, well, that's your health. That's where we learned our health education. Now we can have an understanding of why we don't have an understanding of the basic fundamentals of the human anatomy because we don't have that in our school and it's not taught. The other thing is cordial numbers. Well, that's the basics. Well, that goes back to the scientists that they bought in 1952, and their goals. This is what their goals was. The goals was to make sure that the people did not know how to apply basic mathematics in life situations. So that means as adults or even as teens, because they don't have the basic fundamentals of true math, which was a form of math was introduced to them in 1952 to cross them up so that they would be failures in their family lives because they didn't understand math. And then you get to the music, and oh my goodness, we absolutely know. If you don't know this, then you just need to drop off this call. You need to change your channel on the internet. If you do not even have an understanding the power of music and how it would capture you and cultivate you and deliver you into a frenzy or into a peace or a calm, into a loving situation. If you don't understand that, then you need to really understand, as my brother Dwyer say, you have been fully genocide. Music.
Yes.
They use their music when children go into preschool, even to this day, and this experiment that they started was to take children, ring around the roses. They take them with music and give them instructions on how to react, again, back to creating stimuli in their minds and in their behavior through music. So that's being used today, music. Of course, Dwight, I know we've talked about that many times, and you had a show maybe two segments ago about music. But, yes, we're not going to finish this subject, so we're going to have to pick it back up because we have there's a lot more to talk about. Go ahead, Dwight.
Let's look at something. Let's ask ourselves a question. Let's be the devil. As they white folks say, you know.
Troublemaker.
Let's ask ourselves a question. Big Mama, both our grandmothers and grandpa excelled in agriculture and home economics. Now look at this.
Yes.
In agriculture, meaning that daddy used to say to me, you don't need two goddamn things. Food and shelter. Agriculture taught you food and shelter. Homemaker number, who and mama, she managed that shit. You got economics because she taught them how that. It's very simple now. Now, let's ask ourselves a question. We don't excel in this anymore in 2017, but PE, which produced the athlete and music, oh, goddamn. Tell me where we don't excel in it and don't know a goddamn thing about what you need, food and shelter. Because you what? A consumer depending upon other people. But the white folks taught you first, but then let's see what happened. What you say in 19 what?
10. Oh no, this one in 1952.
1960, right? You said in 1960, right?
The one about the economic program, the mathematics, that was in 1952.
What? 1952?
When they replaced the economic mathematicals.
That's where I'm finna go to. I'm finna go right. I'm finna go to that time of the period in the history of the niggas. 1952,
okay.
when we tracing this stuff. Now, in 1952, well, really in 1950, this is the Science of Eugenics books. We're looking at what they did to it. 1950, in your hometown, they give the niggas the projects. They put us in a project. We became a project. We already done seen what they done said about Jews and niggas, how they hated us. They had to exterminate us. And you go and get a book called International Jew, wrote by Henry Ford. Go read that book and see what he said about the nigga and the Jew. See how I know? See, it just so happened that my great-great-grandpas was Jew. One of them raised me. I knew both of them, but one of them raised me till I was in the ninth grade. He didn't die till I was a freshman in school, grandpa. So this means I know a whole lot of this stuff about what went down and stuff. Or the other one said something different. They swamming, but now I understand both of them. But they made a project out of the niggas after World War II. Now, in World War II, the genocide didn't come from Hitler. Hitler tried it through the bales. And I'm going to fast forward this quick. We went and smuggled through Canada the top Jewish German scientist that was working on mind control and mind control drugs. They were doing experimenting on Jews. Now, this was Jews doing experimenting on Jews, but Hitler was making, he was a scientist. They were made to do that shit on their own people. And they brought these Jews to the United States, and they started experimenting. Use you. They put a group of Negroes together so they could watch you and see how you act and see how you went to the doctor and what you did. In 1955, these Jewish scientists came up with a stem cell and cloning. And they got some children walking around now where they had took the sperm of Einstein and all great people, injected it into an embryo and had a baby by them. And some of these babies has the same characteristic. Oh, they live in the day and they 30, 40, 50 years old now. See, this 55 here. These babies are old now. People don't forgot this part of history. You didn't know nothing about this. You born in 1960. You don't know nothing about this shit. Not unless you went back and read it, of what I'm talking about. Even me, hell, I was young at this damn age, but I was reading it in 1950. I was reading. You know, I started reading when I was 3 years old, and I was over 3 years old in 1950. And it started stem cell cloning. Then they introduced to both white people and black people the whole nation polio vaccine. So they could see, could they program this vaccine where it would come up through and they see how the reaction. Now, in my hometown, about 8 or 9 or 10 people, daddy wouldn't let us take the shit. So it was 8 or 9 or 10 people came up with polio. They didn't have it in first, so they studied these people. Just like they studied me for bronchial asthma, and they told me a long time ago that herbs was the best thing bronchial asthma at John Seeley Hospital. They did a study on me. They didn't know what asthma, how to think. And so they came up with the cloning, and they also, they called this Operation Bluebird. This was what it was called by the government. And through that, they came up with a mind-controlling drug that they tried on the beatniks and the hippies of acid, psychedelic, LSD drugs, and they experimented to see how this worked. And they came up, this was called Operation Blue Pill and Blue Bird. Find that very interesting, because I was grown during this time, Brother Drew, 1970, when all of this was going down and shit. I went, boy, I picked weed. I was on show patrol in 67. This cat was on acid. Drew, he thought he was a horse. He was eating grass, man, and he ran up, man. We had it took about 15 of us, man. This joker man was body slamming us, man. He was on that acid, and we were trying to get that son of a bitch in handcuffs. That was at Virginia Beach, Virginia, man. This cat was on acid, and I remember. See, I was playing music at that time, and they had the strobe lights and the psychedelic lights. And all of that shit was, these was experimenting on people. But in 1953, if you go back into the movie, The Manchu Candidate, is this where they could program your mind to be. And see, they did on this psychedelic drug, they seen where they could feed this through, where they could program your mind. Now, you listen to this real good. I got this on tape. Program your mind to be the male would think that he was a female, and the female would think that he was the male, and they could do this in three generations. So what are we seeing now? Oh, God damn it, Monday, I give you an example at the mall when they was the kids was at the mall when we play chess. For where the kids was shopping, it was about 20 little girls, very attractive. Most of them were about two or three of them, big, fat, and ugly. Most of them was attractive, taking pictures in the mall right there in front of us playing chess. Kissing each other, lip locking, and feeling on each other, and taking shots at the mall. And the police sat there and looked at me and just shook his head. I said, What's he said? I can't do nothing about it. Me, he said, man, he said, it's ridiculous. According to this study that I've got, man, these kids have took Ritalin. The psychiatrist came into the school system in 1963, introduced drugs to the kids through Ritalin and pill, and started defining children. Did you check on that Head Start stuff, Shonda?
No, well, yeah, we can come back to that. But I also want to say that as you're talking about the drugs and everything that is being taken and altering the minds of the people, and now what you're talking about, the immunizations. See, the immunizations are very, very key to them, because in those immunizations, they can put things that lie into the body for dormant for years. And I think the only other person that I heard bring that forward on many occasions was Dick Gregory publicly. So right now, when you have a baby in the hospital, and we didn't used to have our babies in hospitals, but as we have had our babies in hospitals, we have progressively became weaker and sicker, because now what they want to do is to take a newborn baby, and I know this in Dallas, I haven't had a birthing experience here in Chicago, is to immunize your baby, your newborn baby that just came out of your secure womb, with five different immunization shots at birth. So what does that do, child? Well, it's so many things that happen in a hospital, in that institution, the Knights of Templar. That's their organization. Why are we even there? Back to a Masonic organization that we're having our babies in. We used to have midwives, but now we don't have that. Back to the education. Where did we lose that? Right now, they say that 20% of Americans cannot find United States on the map. That's really stupid. That's a lot of ignorant people. And then they have another statistic says 20% of Americans are functionally illiterate and read below a fifth grade level. That is something wrong with that. So, yes, once the mind is depleted, then they can make you do anything that they want to do. We're being programmed by the television. We're being programmed by music. We're being programmed now by the computer and the phone, of which people are on 24 hours a day of programming. So it continues. So I hope that we get a chance to continue, because the Head Start information that I have is so deep that I don't even want to start it right now, because it's so many levels to where it has hit us.
And yeah, so we're just going back, walking back through history and see what the fuck happened to us. I mean, it's very easy, because it's one thing I like about the white man, Omega, he wrote down 250,000 years of his journey in history. He kept records on it. And who kept them records? He burnt the hell out of a lot of records, but who kept the records was the Jews. We getting our information from the Jews right now. Everything that we know come from the Jews, because what were we studying? The Southern Hemisphere, the education system, and the chosen people of God. That's what we studied, what the chosen people of God is, and we can see that Zionism, when we go checking the history out, is number one, communism, fabism, liberalism, socialism, and right-wing parties. And that comes in 1921, with the Travis Stock Institution of Human Relations, Royal Institution of International Affairs, Club of Rome. They got a book with some information in there. And that rules the world as we speak right now. We just came out of the year of the Grand Jubilee year. They told me to tell you, it's all over. Magog is still acting the goddamn fool. And you can see them marching. I think they're going to be marching today. Magog is going to be marching. See, you got to know who you are and who they are. The only way you're going to know that is do their history in a chronological order. When you in a chronological order, shit, you know where the revised version come in. So you got something to say. Because anything in the origin, if it come number two, that's a revised version. And white folks revised that shit and changed the name. But we'll get together whenever you want to do the second part. It's cool with me.
Yes, I would like to do To Be Continued, and I'm grateful to have been able to come and demonstrate with you all today. It's just a matter of solving problems. If you don't look at life problems through experimenting, researching, asking questions, then you'll never be able to determine the answers. So check me out on Facebook at Shonda Parks. And thank you, Dwyer. And thank you, Brother Drew. Peace out.
Shalom. Brother Drew.
Yeah, Brother Dwyer.
Yeah, Shema Yahweh Da, Yah Abin Yah Ika Kamari Yah. hope we done learned something. We're going to continue this thing on education and see what we need to do. We need to home train like you did, Brother Drew. You got grown children that you home train them. I got grown children that home train. You got to set up your own training, your own school system. All right,
yeah,
Brother Drew, until next
week. Got the grandkids now doing it.
Huh?
Got the grandkids.
Yeah. All right, boy, you end it.
All right, peace.
Peace.